Hi, my name is Brett Statham, and welcome back to the Particle Photon Weather Station video series. This is the fourth video, part 4 of 6, reporting with Power BI. You can grab a copy of the slides and code that you need to follow along with the videos in this series at aka.ms/PPWS. That's short for Particle Photon Weather Station. And in the first video, we gave you an overview of the solution architecture that we're building through this video series. But to this point in previous videos, we've gone into Azure and configured our Azure Service Bus namespace and the Azure Event Hub. We've then set up a Photon with a DHT11 sensor that can get temperature and humidity values, given it code so it can publish that data up to a webhook in the Particle Cloud, and then that turns around and publishes the data into our Azure Event Hub for us. So at this point, we have messages waiting in our Azure Event Hub, ready to be consumed. So in this video, we're going to start out creating a stream analytics job. And that stream analytics job is able to get data really from a variety of places. But in our case, we're going to be getting data from our Event Hub. As the stream analytics job gets data from our Event Hub, though, it keeps track of sort of what messages it's read and checkpoints periodically so it can resume later if need be. And where it keeps that checkpoint information is often an Azure storage account. So we're also going to have to go create a storage account for stream analytics to use. Then we're going to set up Power BI and make sure that we have Power BI accounts ready to consume data. And then finally, we'll have Stream Analytics pull data in from our Azure Event Hub and simply turn around and pipe it right back out to our Power BI data set for us. So what is Power BI? Well, Power BI is an online service for creating and sharing data sets. And in our case, a data set is our sensor data. And once we have that data published up into Power BI, we can create rich visualizations, charts and graphs and tables, etc. We can combine those visualizations into reports and then publish key visuals up to broader reaching dashboards. And then finally, we can share all of this with others, both within our organization as well as with others. Power BI does require that you have a traditional old organizational email address to sign up for it. So a me@mycompany.com type email address. And if you have one of those, or if you already have a Power BI account, then you're all set. However, if you're using a personal email account like an Outlook.com or a Gmail account, you can't use that to sign up for Power BI. That's okay. You can easily create a free Office 365 trial that gives you an organizational email that you can use. And I've got a blog post using the URL there on the screen that tells you all about it, and even a link off to a Channel 9 video that walks you through the setup process. And then, as I said, we're going to be using Stream Analytics. And Stream Analytics is really a very powerful complex event processing system that can get data from a variety of places, including, of course, Azure Event Hubs, and then turn around, analyze that data, and forward it off to other places like other data formats, other Azure Event Hub streams, or other destinations. You can learn more about Stream Analytics using the URL there on the screen. One of the really cool things about Stream Analytics is that the way that we tell it what to do is with a query syntax that's really just a subset of Transact SQL. So if you're a SQL developer, you're going to feel right at home inside Stream Analytics. And again, I've got a handy link there so you can jump up and learn more about the Stream Analytics query language. But first, let's spend a little more time understanding Stream Analytics inputs and outputs and the query. So first of all, remember, we're going to be pulling data into Stream Analytics from our Azure Event Hub. And we used this naming convention, or I recommended that you use this naming convention when you went out and created that. I know that I'm also going to be having my Stream Analytics query dump the data out to a data set in my Power BI account. And again, I've got a naming convention that I'm using for that data set. And between those two is my Stream Analytics job. Now, inside your Stream Analytics job, there's sort of three core components, among many others, but we start out with an input. And the input gets a name, and it points to some source. In our case, our input is coming from the Event Hub, and we've used this naming convention for our Event Hub, so why don't we just use that exact same name as we name the input object inside the Stream Analytics query? And that way, when we look at the query, it'll be perfectly obvious exactly where that data is coming from as the input. Similarly, we're going to create an output object that points out to this Power BI data set, and we've got a name that we're going to use for the data set, so why don't we just use the same name for the output? Again, that's going to really help it inside the query make it obvious where that data is going to. So sitting between the input and the output is the query itself. And so you see sort of the default boilerplate query there, the select star into the output from the input. And if you were to go through and use, say, the naming conventions that I recommended, in my case, this is kind of what the values would look like. My event hub is going to be called PPWSBSS hub. And so I'll call the input the same name, PPWSBSS hub. Similarly, I'm going to have an output data set off in Power BI called PPWSBSS data. So I'll go ahead and call the output to that data set the same name, PPWSBSS data. And then in the query, I could select star into the PPWSBSS data set off in Power BI, what I get in from my PPWSBSS hub. And notice how those names really just sort of start to make it obvious where the data is coming from and where the data is going to. Now, our query is going to actually be a little more involved than what you see there, but not a whole lot. But we've pre-written the query for you, and again, it's part of the GitHub source code. You can get that from the repo. And in the Stream Analytics Query folder, you'll see a streamanalyticsquery.txt file. And inside that text file, the actual first thing that you see isn't a select statement. It's a create table statement. Now, this create table statement isn't actually creating a table. What it's really doing is just enforcing a schema on the data that's coming in from my input. In this case, my input is called that naming prefix hub, right? That's my event hub. So this is making sure that the messages that come in from my event hub conform to this schema. And if they don't, Stream Analytics simply rejects the messages and doesn't crash. It allows it to continue processing other messages. But otherwise, if the message does conform, it makes sure that it conforms to these data types. So for example, down at the bottom, I can see that my time created is going to be a date time. So I get to treat it like date time values in my client applications or in my reports. The value, that's the actual sensor value, is going to come in as a float. So I get to treat it as a real number that I can do reporting on and aggregations and other cool things like that. So that create table statement is a great way to enforce the appropriate use of that data and keep any garbage from getting into my Stream Analytics flow. Then we're going to turn around and write a pretty simple select statement. It really isn't doing much of anything powerful. It's not doing any aggregations. There's no windowing functions in here. There's no where clauses, no looking for anomalies or anything like that. It's really just regurgitating the columns that came in from the input. In our case, that's the event hub, whatever we called that, right? And then we're going to turn around and just push that data out to our Power BI data set as the output there. Awesome. So with that, let's jump over and get this done. So to start, in order to send data into Power BI, I need to have a Power BI account. So if you don't already have one, you can go to brettstatum.com. And if you come down to the Using Power BI at Events blog post, I walk you through sort of step by step how to set up an Office 365 trial account. And then I've also got a link off to another Channel 9 video that walks you through the process as well. But if you already have an organizational account or if you already have a Power BI account, you're all set. You can just go to powerbi.com and either sign up if you don't already have an account by doing the Get Started Free, or if you do have an organizational account, you can just sign in here. So I've already set up an account for myself, and that's who it's signing me in as, but I can see I'm in as this IoT dev at iotdev0365.onmicrosoft.com. So that's this account that I provisioned using my trial setup here. And also notice right now, the first thing it's doing is prompting me to come in and, you know, get some data from somewhere. And that kind of implies I don't already have any data sets. Now, in fact, there's kind of a little hidden link up here. Notice my finger or my cursor just chained into this finger here. And if I click, it'll kind of bring me back to where I can get this hamburger button to see all the stuff that's in my current Power BI set. And right now it says I have no data sets, no reports, and no dashboards. And we want to change that. We want to get our sensor data from the Photon in from our Azure Event Hub and use Stream Analytics to push it over here to Power BI. So the next thing I need to do then is jump over to my Azure Management Portal. So I'm going back into the classic management portal. Now, the new portal does actually support Stream Analytics jobs. However, it doesn't currently support the Power BI output type. So I'm still going to create this back in the Classic Management Portal. But I also know that my Stream Analytics job is going to need an Azure Storage account. So before I create the Stream Analytics, I'm going to come in and create an Azure Storage account. So I don't currently have any. I'll just click on Create a Storage Account. And it just needs a URL. I'm going to use my naming convention of PPWS, BSS, and this is going to be storage. And it goes out and verifies that that's a globally unique name. We're going to push this off into the West US data center. Remember, we talked about keeping all of our resources in the same data center or same region. So that looks good. I'm just going to hit the Create Storage Account link. Fantastic. And so now that I have the storage account, I can come down to Stream Analytics. And I see I don't currently have any Stream Analytics jobs, so I'll go ahead and click to create one. And again, I'm going to use my naming convention, PPWSBSS, and this is my job. It's going to be in the West US, and it sees that PPWSBSS storage account. If that's the one you want to use, great, pick it. If you had another one you needed to use, that's fine. Or you could also create a new storage account. Now, this storage account option is only available on the first Stream Analytics job within your region. All Stream Analytics jobs in a region use the same storage account. So if you've already set one up and you've already told it a storage account to use, all your other Stream Analytics jobs will use that same storage account. So you can't change it here. But that's the one I created for this purpose. That looks good. So I'll go ahead and create the job. Fantastic. And let me just dismiss completed here. And if I drill into the job now, you see that I have inputs, outputs, and my query. So my input is going to be that Azure Event Hub. So I want to add an input, and it says, well, what kind of input do you have? And ours is a data stream. It's going to be an Event Hub data stream. But notice it could also be off to a relational database or some other slow-changing data that we want to use as reference data. But we're going to pull this data in from our data stream, and it says, well, what kind of data stream? And ours is an Event Hub. So that's going to be where we get it from. And it's actually going to go look in my subscription and find the Event Hubs that I have available here. And it sees that PPWSBSS hub that we created earlier in my Azure Service Bus namespace. And so I want to use that hub. I'm going to go ahead and call my input the same name as my hub. You don't have to do that. You could call it something else, but I'm just going to use the same name just to be consistent, PPWSBSS hub. And then it's asking me, how is the Stream Analytics query going to have permissions to connect up to the Event Hub? And if you recall, earlier, we created a Stream Analytics shared access policy. And we also created a consumer group for Stream Analytics. And so that's going to make sure that the Stream Analytics job is connecting in with the permissions that we need it to have, and that it's consuming its own messages and not conflicting with other applications like my .NET client or my Node client or anything else. So that all looks awesome. I'll go ahead and hit next here. And then lastly, it says, well, great, as we get these messages in from the Event Hub, what format are they in? And you notice I could use CSV or other formats. I have my data coming in as JSON. If you remember, that Particle Cloud webhook is building a JSON payload that's getting shipped up here. And it's in UTF-8 encoding. So fantastic. I'll accept all of those options, and it'll go create my input. Then for the output, I want to add one of those in. And in our case, it's going to be Power BI. So remember I said that while you can create Stream Analytics jobs in the new portal at this time, they don't support the Power BI output in the new portal. So I'll pick that here. And it says, well, great, in order for Stream Analytics to get to Power BI, you have to authorize it to access your account. So I'm going to hit the Authorize Now button. And it'll take me off, and this is where I need to log in with whatever account I set up for Power BI. So this is the account that I created using an Office 365 trial. So I'll go ahead and sign in. Fantastic. And so now I see the output alias. And so this is, what am I going to call this alias within the context of my Stream Analytics query? And so I'm going to use that naming convention, PPWSBSS, and I'm just going to call it data because it's going to be a data set off in my Power BI account. The data set name, we'll go ahead and call it that same name, PPWSBSS data. And then within that data set, it's going to create a table. And that table is going to have my sensor data in it. So that's what I'll call that table. Now, Power BI also has the concept of workspaces. And you can have multiple workspaces, a way of sort of organizing your data and reports and dashboards and stuff. I just am going to leave it at the default, my workspace. And go ahead and hit the check mark. Great. And so now I've got my input and my output configured. So now I need to go set up my query. And so you see here sort of this default select star query here. We're going to select all the columns from our input into our output. But I talked in the deck about the query that we're going to be using. So let me jump back over here. And in the repository, we downloaded the zip file. There's this stream analytics query folder. And inside there is this stream analytics query.txt. And you can just open that up with Notepad or the query editor of your choice. And we'll just copy the code out of there. And back over to my browser, I can paste all that in. All right. So we talked through this earlier. This is the create table statement. You do need to make sure that that table name matches your input name. So for my input down here, I'm going to be putting in the PPWS BSS hub. So whatever you called your input, that name here has to match your input name, and your create table name has to match your input name. And then the output name was my Power BI data set, remember? And so I'm going to come in here, and I called that output PPWS BSS data. All right, so it goes out and validates that. Everything looks good. So I'm going to go ahead and save this. And at this point, I'm ready to start my job. So I'll dismiss all my completed messages here and just hit start. And this could actually take a little bit of time to get running. But before I do that, it's asking, when should the job start processing messages at? And I'm going to have it start processing messages now. And that means that if there's any historical messages in that event hub, it's going to ignore those and move past them. You could, however, pick a custom time if you wanted to. But I'm just going to say start at the job start time. And if I come back here, I can see that that job is starting. It's going to take a little bit of time. Now, I can actually drill back into the job. And on the dashboard for it, there's this operation logs. I can right-click on there. I'm going to open that up in a new tab. And this is going to bring me into the management operation logs inside the Azure portal. And then it'll actually go run a query for me. And I can see that the start of the PPWS BSS job has been submitted. And I can just continue to refresh this. Now, be careful because the date and timestamp may actually get to where you're past it. So I'm just going to come in and change the date to tomorrow. And I can refresh the query periodically. Fantastic. And so now I see that that job is running. And in fact, if I go back to the other tab and go look at the status there, I should see it's running. So let's go back to Power BI and sign back in. And notice it tells me that I don't have any dashboards. But again, if I click on this hamburger button, now I have a data set. This PPWS BSS data is now there. So I can actually click in there to see it. And I actually see the structure of the data that was coming out of my event hub. In fact, remember in Stream Analytics, we had defined that create table statement that made sure that we were getting the value back as numbers and the other dates as date times and that kind of stuff. And then the query basically just queried those values out of the event hub and forwarded them off into this data set for me. So I can grab this value and I'm just going to drag it onto my report surface. And Power BI goes, oh, it's a number. Why don't we create a chart for you? It's just kind of a boring chart though, sitting there like that. But let's expand it up here so we can see it a little bit better. And let's go ahead and break those values down by their time created. So I'm going to grab time created here and just drag that on top of the chart. And it goes, oh, okay, we see the different times that those are coming back at. And they look like two different values. And that's because humidity would come up at one time. And then about 6 seconds later, temperature would come in and vice versa, right? And in fact, I'm going to take measure name and drag that over here as the legend. And so it starts to break those down. I can see humidity or the blue values and temperatures are these darker gray values. There's a little bit of variation in those. Normally, we don't look at something like this, like a column chart there. Let's flip it over to a line chart. And not the world's most interesting chart because I don't have a lot of variability in the data there. But it works. And let's say for now I'm good. So I'm going to go ahead and save this report. And I'll just call it my sensor data report. And we'll save that up. And now I can take this visual and pin it to what's called a dashboard. And so I'm going to set up a new dashboard. I'll call it my sensor data dashboard. Nice creative name. And so now I can see I've got a report, but now I've also got this new dashboard. So if I click on the dashboard, the cool thing about this is that it's actually live data that's coming in here. There's a little bit of a lag on it, but it is data that's coming in and will be updated automatically here for me. So let me go ahead and drag this over to the side, and we'll get our camera preview up over here on the other side. And I'm going to go ahead and just hold my hand over the sensor here again and see if we can see the chart values change back over there on the dashboard. All right, good. So if you remember before, for example, when we were monitoring off the serial port, we saw that this sensor was relatively slow to respond. But now that I've got it covered up, we can start to see in that dashboard, the charts are changing and the values are sort of reflecting the fact that I have my sensor covered up by my hand. And if I took it away, we'd eventually start to see those go back down, get my mashed leads back up there. So anyhow, pretty awesome. And you see how easy that was to get this stream analytics job set up, get a query written, and have it just start piping my data off to a Power BI data set. This is where you'd want to start to learn more about Power BI and find out what other kinds of visuals you could create, et cetera. So I'll leave you to your own devices there, so to speak, to figure that out. Great. Well, hopefully you're inspired and excited about how easy it was to go in and create a stream analytics job, get data up into Power BI, and be able to start creating visual reports on top of that data. In the next video, we're going to come back in and look at using Node.js to create a client application that can consume those same messages. So I look forward to seeing you back in part 5.